Hey, y'all.
Welcome to Hope on the Hill podcast. I'm Soraya.
I'm Rachel.
And welcome to today's episode.
We're going to start with the name of the podcast and why we chose it.
Yeah. So the name is Hope on the Hill. And so we are trying to bring hope and encouragement to others, not just other college students, but just anyone trying to shine our light out into the world, shine the light of Jesus Christ. And on the hill, do you want to take that one?
Mars Hill is called The Hill. So, like, if you come visit Mars Hill, it'll be like, welcome to The Hill. So we thought that'd be a great, like, thing to name it, Hope on the Hill. Also, like, you might be wondering what kind of hope. Okay, so the hope of, like, Jesus Christ, the hope for revival, the hope that, like, one day we will be with, you know, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and that the suffering that we have on this earth will not be forever, and that we just have to do our best to, you know, share the gospel and let others to Christ.
Amen, amen. That's good, Rachel. So, a little bit about us. I'm Soraya. Obviously, I'm a first year here at Mars Hill University. I'm a student athlete, so I'm on the acrobatics and tumbling team here, which, if you've never heard of it, it's a mix between cheer and gymnastics. So I personally have a gymnastics background. That's what I did for 17 years. So now I'm learning how to do acro in college. And it's really fun. I'm really enjoying getting to learn about a new sport and compete in a college setting. It's really enjoyable. I'm originally from Northern California, the Bay Area, and recently my family moved to Central Florida, so that is now my home. But I truly love being out here in North Carolina because it feels like a mix between the two almost. It has the heat of Florida, but it also has the mountains like California, so it was really perfect. and then Rachel here.
Do you want to tell a little bit more about your, like,
yeah, but you can
story.
Tell, like, okay, who you are.
Okay, this is Rachel. So I am a sophomore at Mars Hill, but it is my second semester. I started in the spring, which wasn't too exciting because there wasn't many of us. So we didn't get to do all of, like, the college traditions like normal freshmen do, but that's okay. And I'm majoring in psychology. I plan to get a master's in psychology and maybe open my own practice as a behavioral analysis for kids with special ed. So,
yeah. And where are you from?
Oh, I am from Jacksonville, Florida. It's a very popular place.
We're both Floridians now.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot to add my major. I'm majoring in allied health sciences with a concentration in athletic training. So my dream is to be an athletic trainer for a collegiate gymnastics team. That's just my passion and what I want to do. And I think it's also a good way to shine my light in my favorite sport. So yeah, that is my goal in life. Well, not in life, for my career. I come from a Christian family. My mom and dad are both ministers/missionaries. So I grew up in the faith, decided for myself, like, it wasn't forced upon me or anything, but I decided for myself when I was older that I still wanted to continue my faith. I love having a relationship with Jesus and getting to learn more about Christianity and the history of it and just, you know, our faith in general. So I love getting to share that with others and shine the light of Jesus anywhere I go. I have 2 younger siblings and a little dog. Well, actually, she's not so little, but she's my puppy. And yeah, I'm very fortunate to have such an amazing childhood.
So I was born in China with half of a heart, and I was adopted when I was 7 by my amazing parents. And then I got a heart transplant when I was 11, and it's been 10 years. So, whoop, praise the Lord. So that's kind of like, yeah, where I came from. I've also had a spinal surgery. So my whole entire, like, back is rod and screws. So if you see me out there and I sit up really straight, that's why. Yep. I have a very big family. So we split them into like phases. So we have phase one and phase two. And phase one, there's three and they're by birth. And then we have phase two, which is there's five of us that are all adopted from China. And I have two siblings younger that have Down syndrome.
Awesome. Yeah, she's a living miracle, guys. She has such an amazing story to tell. and just to add on to my own testimony, when I was nine, I contracted bacterial meningitis. So it was basically an ear infection that spread to my brain. And the right side of my body was paralyzed. So I had to relearn how to walk, how to talk, basically how to do anything and everything. honestly, was a miracle that I even survived it. I had brain surgery and ear surgery. And praise God, I didn't have any side effects afterwards. So me and Rachel both had our chances, second chances at life. And we're just so grateful that we get to be here, get to know each other, and get to live on this amazing earth.
Yeah, definitely. You know, what the enemy meant for evil, the Lord turns it for good.
Amen, amen.
And I think that's why we're doing this podcast, to hopefully, you know, spread what God has done in our lives and point all the glory to Jesus for giving us a second chance, maybe third chances, I don't know.
Yeah, I completely agree. Now that you know a little bit about us, what are we expecting to do with this podcast?
What are we expecting? Let's see. I think for me, it's just to like get outside of my comfort zone to talk to people about Jesus, but without like face to face, because that can be very intimidating sometimes. And like you lose words and you don't know what to say. But I think through a podcast, it can reach more people. And it's not even just people who are in our classes. It can reach more than just that. And like the community, which is a very small community. But
yeah, exactly. To add on to that, I think the purpose that I want from this is just to bring hope and encouragement to others, that they can see it's normal to have struggles, it's normal to go through things, but you can find hope in your relationship with Christ and your relationships with others. You don't have to live this world alone. You're not meant to be living in this world alone. So if you feel alone, please reach out and ask for help. But I just realized we didn't explain the story of how we met. So,
oh, yeah. Back to it.
Basically, I believe it was the second week of college for me, the week after move-in and after classes started, we had something for freshmen called a college crawl. So it's where all the organizations that are part of our university and stuff have little tents, and you can go and check them out, learn a bit about them, get to know other people. It was really cool. So me and one of my teammates went to go check it out because we wanted to learn about FCA and kind of get involved with that too. But we ended up seeing another tent next to FCA. And it said Mars Hill Worship Team. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. I did not know we had a worship team. So I went up there, introduced myself, started talking. That's pretty much how I met Rachel. But then we also realized that 2 days later that we were in the same class like three times a week. Then we were like, oh my gosh. And honestly, the rest is history. We just started talking more and more. And now we're inseparable. So...
And she thought I didn't like her.
What?
Which, to be fair, okay? If any of you guys are seeing me in classes or around and you think I'm ignoring you, I'm really not.
I just couldn't tell because I met her. And then one of the first times I realized that we had class together, she just was kind of like, hey. And that was it. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's how it is. But no, that was just a one-time thing. And we moved on from that.
Yeah. Now with the party of our class. Front row.
Front and center.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much fun that class. Shout out to Character and Practice.
Values and morals.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so yeah, we've only known each other for 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah, because school's been going on for like four weeks.
Yeah, this is coming into this next week. It'll be a month since we've been here, so honestly, guys, we're still getting to know each other, so we get to do that on here too, which is so much fun.
What is a moment in your life that you knew that God was real?
Ooh, okay, that's a really good question. Well, ever since birth, I've known that he's real and exists because I was born premature. My mom had preeclampsia. I was born 2 pounds, 2 ounces. So I was always told from the beginning that it was a miracle that I was even alive. And honestly, growing up in the ministry and around other believers, going on missions trips, really like led me to believe that there is a God. And I saw so many miracles and just amazing things happening. I just loved being around it. But the moment where I was truly like, okay, there's a God up there that cares about me and loves me and wants me to be on this earth was when I had bacterial meningitis. And that story that I told from earlier basically saved my life. So I was just, after that, going through a near-death experience really changes your perspective on the world and makes you want to live life to the fullest. So honestly, that just changed me and made me believe, okay, there's a God who has plans for me and wants me to stay, continue to be on this earth. And I'm truly just so grateful for that. But I think that was probably the moment where I realized, yeah, there's someone else out there who cares about me more than I do myself, probably. So what about you, Rachel?
I think the moment I kind of knew, which I mean, later I found out, was that when I got my heart transplant, the heart that they got, it, like, when they put it in, it didn't work. And that's usually called a stone heart. And most of the time, if you put it in and it doesn't work the first time, then it doesn't work. And that's just, like, what it is. And so my cardiologist told my parents, you know, to pray and that they were going to wait 20 minutes to see if it would beat again. And so they put it in and it worked. And the doctor who was doing my heart transplant was not a Christian. And he's like, wow, like there is a God. There is a God out there because nobody else could have done that except for God. And so when I found that out, I was like, wow, because I like sign a paper where it's like, if something happened to me, then don't put me on oxygen tank. And so if that like were to happen, then I would not be here today because I signed that paper when I was little. Now I probably wouldn't sign it, but I did back then. So it is what it is. So that was definitely a moment where I was like, wow. And like that made me think of the song, Tell Your Heart It Be Again by Danny Vokey.
Oh
Vokey.
My gosh, that's such a good song.
I cried to that song and now I will forever put that song to my heart transplant surgery because of what happened. And basically it's like, you know, God told it to be again. Right. And it did. And it hasn't stopped working since then. So,
oh yeah. That's so heartwarming. I'm going to cry. But oh, I love that. oh, I have one. Why did you choose to come to Marcel?
Okay, so yeah, I've always questioned people why they come to Marcel if they don't play sports, and I'm one of them. I don't play sports, so I think for me it's because I'm local. I used to live in Marshall, and I like drove by the university because you literally have to drive through the university to get to anything. So I always drove by, and I also met a friend at church who was a freshman at that school, and I didn't do any visits. I only went there for like orientation, and that's when I got admitted. So yeah, that's why. But I really do like it now. Like the professors are amazing. They understand, like, if you can't make it to class or if you like really struggling, like they will help you to answer emails very quickly. And the community of Mars Hill, it's just like good. Like it's just small town and literally everybody is here for football games. Which is crazy that this many people come to football games. But that's just like what our town is, like football games and markets. So yeah, I like the smallness of Mars Hill and the professors.
Yeah, that's great. For me, I found Mars Hill because of sports. I was being recruited for acrobatics and tumbling. And for some reason, even though I lived on the West Coast at the time, I was feeling a pull to the Carolinas. There's a bunch of schools out here that have acro, and I've never been to North or South, but I was like, you know what? I think I want to go to college out there. Like, let's go check it out. So started talking to a bunch of different schools, came and went on a couple of visits to different ones. And honestly, I was looking for a school that had a Christian background. So Mars Hill has that. Smaller class sizes because I grew up as homeschooled. I wanted to have that personal connection with classmates and professors and not just be a face in the crowd. And so I wanted a smaller school, and then also wanted somewhere where I felt at home and where I felt like it was a place I could grow my faith. So honestly, Mars Hill checked off all those boxes. Obviously, I have acro here, but I also came for academics because they have the major that I wanted, and just felt like God was calling me to this area. So that's pretty much how I decided on Mars Hill, and I am so grateful that I'm here because I love it, and it definitely feels like home.
Okay, I got another question. What is your favorite class and your least favorite class?
Bro, you want me to pick a least favorite?
Well, it doesn't have to be because of, like, bad reasons. It can be because of good reasons. Do you want me to go first?
It's okay, I can go. Okay. My favorite class is our character and practice class. First off, it's the class that me and Rachel have together. But that's not
Shout
the only reason.
To Reverend Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am. She's the best. Yeah, I do love that class because of the people in it, not just Rachel. We have some other friends in that class. There's some really good discussions. We get to think deeply about ourselves and our feelings and of our surroundings. And I really enjoy getting to reflect on all that. And yeah, Reverend McCleskey is amazing. I love her. So that would be my favorite class at the moment. My least favorite class, I don't have one that I actually dislike, but the one with the heaviest workload is pre-calculus. But I love my professor and the people in my class. So I do enjoy it. It is just a larger workload than I'm used to. But yeah, I think all the classes at Mars Hill are amazing because I don't have a single class or professor that I am actually like, oh, I hate going every single day to this. So that's my answer. What about you?
Well, we'll start with the least. We got to end on a good note.
Okay.
Okay. So my, not because a professor is bad or anything, okay, but my least favorite is cognition.
What?
Cognition.
What is that?
Cognition. So, okay.
Oh,
so
cognition?
We, yeah. So
okay,
we like,
okay, okay.
So we just now. Had a test, which we still haven't gotten a grade back, by the way. And it was like essay questions, so that was hard. But we did get the, like, questions beforehand, kind of, so we could prepare. But it's just, like, a lot of things covered in, like, one chapter. And we had three chapters, so it was on perception, and attention, and sensation. And now we're focusing on short-term and working memory. And we had to memorize 26 cards with her just showing us on the slide for 2 seconds.
Oh, my gosh, were those the cards you were showing me?
I think so.
But yeah, then, okay, I get that then.
Yeah, but we could have won a Buggy's keychain, but I didn't win.
Rachel.
I was so sad.
That's really,
I really
sad.
We got 8, though.
Shout out Buggy's. But, I love Buggy's.
But yeah, shout out Buggy's. But the thing about it is, like, the team that won had 3 people. So is that technically fair? I don't know.
Okay, but what about your favorite class?
I don't know. Okay, but my favorite is probably BA 240. It's finance.
It's darn, not, like, it's not the yeah. class you have with me. Wow, Rachel. I'm kidding, guys. It's
no,
a joke.
I think,
she
I think
does,
people,
that doesn't have to be her favorite class.
Yeah, I think people in that class, the values class, think I'm crazy. So they always be looking at me like I'm crazy.
It's because we have too deep of discussions, guys. We but have too much fun.
It's just because the party arrived, like... Sorry for them. Anyhow, back to BA 240. So I do like BA 240. Shout out. to Professor Giannis. Yeah. Anywho, so it's very useful class. It's not like finance, like you would think. Finance, it's really easy. And we played like, what's that game called? Like Prices, Guess the Price is
Right. The Price is Right?
Yeah, so I've never watched that, but we played it in class and my team won.
Okay.
Did you know peanut butter is like $5.20? It's expensive.
Like
40 ounces? Yeah.
Yeah. Of peanut Jif. Butter is pretty Jiffy expensive, actually.
From Walmart.
See, I don't get that brand. I get organic, so it's probably
it's like $8. Expensive. $8 then.
Yikes.
But yeah, we did that, and then we didn't have class Thursday, and I have the same teacher, so I didn't have any classes Thursday. But we had a lab, and we had to go to Ingles with our group and make a meal, a fake meal.
Actually, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and like we did name brand versus like store brand, which is Laura Lynn. And it was very useful. So I just like that class because it's very useful and we don't really do anything.
Yeah, good life skills.
Yeah, we don't ever have homework. But it's useful for like, and we're going to be talking about like taxes and how to file them and different types of work. Okay,
that makes sense. Yeah.
So that's why I like that class.
That's really cool. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. Love it's a good that. Class.
Good. Yeah.
Technically, it's 22.
Yeah.
Because we started. And then we cut out all the ones that we have to cut out.
Like right now.
What else can we talk about? We just talk about life. So we can talk about Summer I Turn Pretty. Do we think the Summer I Turn Pretty, do you think people should watch it? And why? Like, do you think Christians, so, right? Do you think Christians so should watch the Summer I Turn Pretty?
Okay. Here we go. So basically, I personally never watched The Summer I Turned Pretty until I came to college. I knew everything about it. I'd seen clips. All my friends talked about it. So I felt like I watched the show, just never fully got myself to watch the show. But when my roommates watched it, I started watching it with them. And I was like, okay, I get the hype now. So I ended up watching the last season. And honestly, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. But with that type of stuff, it does, like, I don't judge other people for doing this, but as a Christian, I do think it is important to save yourself for marriage. So the show does promote, like, being with somebody before being married and all that entails. So I don't agree with that for Christians and for my beliefs. But I think as a show just of enjoyment to watch is okay. But if you're comparing lifestyles and basing your life off of the show as a Christian, I don't think that would be wise. Do you have anything to add to that, Rachel?
Let's see. I think it's important to like watch it as in like have your values in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
in what exactly. You believe in. And I think if you are very firm in your values and what you believe in, then the things that you see, it won't, like, go to your head as much as, like, you know, people who are not Christians. It might go into their head and might, like, you know, mess with them a little bit more. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, with those shows, obviously, they're giving examples for relationships and stuff, and you don't want to have those expectations for yourself. So going into watching those types of shows, you just got to remember that, oh, this is not what a typical relationship is like, not how my relationship has to be. So just keep it simple and unique. Yeah. And
I will say that, though, the TV show, like, I knew that it was going to be, like, on the, you know, like, liberal side, because that's how every TV show is these days. The first part of, like, not saving yourself for marriage. But also, the one problem I had with it was that, so this is going to be a spoiler, so if you haven't seen it, don't listen to this. But I'm kind of going to spoil it. And this might be good for people who haven't seen it.
Right.
They get the outline of it. But, like, Belly and Jeremiah, they want to get married, but people think that they're crazy because they're young. Now, I didn't like that because I kind of knew that they were going to point that out. But I just didn't like how they did it, because if they probably could have gotten married if they saved themselves for marriage. If they had money, the ring was... The ring looked like it was going to bend in his pocket. Okay? Like, I know people were trolling them for that.
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
But, yeah. So, that's the one part I didn't like was that they're basically telling...
people not to get married.
Young people, don't get married because of what people are going to think. Because your parents are not going to accept it. Because Laurel did not like it. And Jeremiah's dad didn't like it at all.
Right.
And so, they're just telling the young girls out there, maybe guys... to not get married because people are going to be against you. Your best friend is going to be against you. Your mom's not going to come to the wedding. And, like, all this stuff that isn't true. And if you did it the right way, then you could figure it out. But I just don't like how they pointed that out.
Right. And it's not a crime to get married young. Like, I mean, technically, people in the Bible got married at, like, 15, so yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Shout out to Mary.
Our world isn't like that these days, but there is, like, yeah, parts of that show where it's like, hey, don't do this, this isn't normal, but it's okay. You can actually do that in the real world, it's just a show.
Yeah. Team Conrad forever.
Amen.
That was a good, and now there's a movie.
Oh my gosh.
They're going to be making a movie, which I'm so excited that they're like, it's not ending.
Yeah. I wish they would tell us when it's coming out. What are your predictions? They're still in the midst of filming.
I don't know. Well, I saw an interview where they're like, do you think it's going to be 2026 or 2027? And then she was like, well, it's not going to be next year. So,
yeah.
I'm guessing 2027.
Yeah, 27 or 28. I saw that interview too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know we're going to be watching that movie when it comes out in theaters.
Is it still recording?
I don't know. I'll be so sad if it's not.
Should we be like...
how do you check on that?
Should I text Sam?
Maybe.
Sam, if the screen goes black, are we still recording? We're at 30 minutes.
We're doing pretty good. Okay. Pause, guys.
I'm going to pause the timer.
A little...
water break.
Water break. If this is still recording, which I really hope it is. We have our water break.
Cheers.
Tell us what your water is and describe
it's
how it tastes.
It's give water.
It a, rate it. No, I mean your cup. Like, what do you have?
Oh, I have a 32. I think it's 32 ounce. Awala. Shout out to Awala. Boo Stanley. It's great. Built-in sip and pour.
Now taste your water and rate it.
10 out of 10.
Wow.
From the fridge.
Oh,
ice
my gosh.
Cold.
That's amazing. Okay. I have my white and rose gold hydro flask. I don't know why I did that. ASMR, guys. But here, I'll try it. I'm going to give it a 7 because it's not completely cold. And sometimes the water out here doesn't taste as good. But
boo.
Still water.
Hater.
Anyways.
Although I think it's city water.
Ew.
It's French Broad.
What does that mean?
Or the town of Mars Hill. I don't know.
Oh.
It's the people that give you water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I poured in my Brita and it still doesn't taste right.
Oh, Brita's amazing.
I know.
Sponsor us, Brita.
I love Brita.
Sponsor us. We are college students. We love Brita. I have one in my fridge, even though we have filtered water from the fridge. But how's school going?
For me, school's going pretty good. I had my first math test on Thursday. Still don't have the grade back. And I definitely overthought it a little bit. Because the questions were easy. I just overthink sometimes. So, going pretty good. I'm enjoying life in my classes and this semester. Excited to see how it continues on with college and everything. Since this is just literally my first semester. But it feels like I've been here for ages. So...
that's how I feel.
Gotta love that.
I feel like school has been going on forever, and it's only been
a month.
A month. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. What about you? How are you feeling about all your classes?
Honestly, they're kind of easy, which I'm kind of surprised by, because psychology is like, I would consider psychology as a hard major, but it goes with like the nursing and, but nursing you have to have hours of taking care of people. In psychology, you don't have to, but you can get like internships, which I do have an interview on Monday.
What?
About a place.
What for?
It's called The Place. That's literally what it's called.
And, I wasn't expecting that.
It's like, I think it's over Zoom. You see kids, and it's just like behavioral analysis, like intern.
Okay, that's cool.
I don't have my degree or near it at all, but I'm hoping to get internships. So
that'd be amazing.
If you have a spot, reach out to us.
Reach out to her. I'm good. That's not my major, but yeah, that sounds like so much fun. Let's see.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, football.
What about football?
Florida. I probably shouldn't say this, but y'all are gonna. It's our year. Even though we've already lost.
Like it's UF's year. Is that what you're saying?
UF. Yeah. Yeah. University of Florida.
Well, also MHU. Hello. We just.
Oh, it's our year.
Shout out to Mars Hill team who's been playing pretty good. They won this past weekend, so roll Hill.
Yeah, we gotta win because President Floyd is retiring, and we have to win this year.
Yes,
for him. Like all the sports need to try as hard as possible.
Agreed.
For President Floyd.
We're doing it for him.
Yes. Yeah, shout out to President Floyd.
Okay.
I'm so sad that he's retiring.
It's okay. He's had a good long run.
He could have waited until I graduated. And then he can walk me down the arch. Now, he walked me into the arch.
But he won't
walk me out to arch like he told me on day one. He better be there. He better come and walk me out.
Bro, he's going to listen to our podcast.
I better get it. President Floyd, I need a picture with you when I graduate in my cap and gown. And my parents.
Okay, I guess that's Rachel's goal.
Yeah, it's my goal
when she graduates.
Yeah, and, cool. And to get a degree too.
Well,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think that's important. If this is hard though. I don't know how I'll answer this either. Okay. But if you had to choose one song to be your life's anthem at this point in time in your life, because I know it changes for everyone. I'm sure it does. But if you had to pick one song, what would that song be?
I don't know if I can pick one song.
I know. It is That's really hard.
We might have to do multiple.
Okay. Top three? If you can come up with three?
Top three.
Or two?
I'm probably going to butcher this name.
Okay. Something
I don't
that
even,
fits.
I don't even know who like wrote this song. But there's a new song called Call Your Name. It plays on the Light FM a lot. Basically, it's like him talking about his stages of life when he like called out like Jesus' name. So like he starts when he was 5. He called out a name, and then he ends with like his mom got hit by a truck and died. And while he was going through that process, he called out to his name. And so it's kind of like no matter what life stage you're in, you still need to call out to his name like a child.
That's good.
That's really good. That's what he says.
Yeah, so that song.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Is that your song?
Oh,
you picked one?
I don't know. The other one that's coming to mind is the song by Tom McDonald about Charlie Kirk. It was really good. I don't know if you've like heard it. I put it on my Instagram story.
I don't think I have.
But it's like, yeah, it's really good. It's basically about him and how he like died for speaking the truth and what he believed in. And like free speech isn't really free speech if you kill all the people that say things that, you know, that you don't exactly agree with. And then it's talking about how, like, oh, this part was so sad. But it's talking about how he hopes that there's, like, a window in heaven for him to watch his kids grow up.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, that would make me cry.
He's scared that he might be next because, like, in a grocery store, right?
Right.
Because, like, in a random grocery. Because he's very outspoken and, like, his music is rap music. And that's what he does. But it was really good.
Aw. Those are good. Those are good. You know, I'm also going to say I have two. There's one specific one that comes to mind that I feel like in this season of, like, the transition to college and the hardships that might come with that and also coming in, recovering from an injury, being injured my senior year, there's one song that I constantly play every single day. Really lifts my spirits if I think about the lyrics clearly. And that's Can't Steal My Joy by Josiah Queen. Mm-hmm. I think Brandon Lake is featured on that. Yeah. That one's a really good one. It actually came out the week before I tore my ACL at my second meet for senior year. So it ended my senior season, of course. But I just found it profound that that song came out right before I experienced something as traumatic as ending my gymnastics career the way it did. And then that kind of just carried me through to college. I still listen to it. I love that song. Another song that I really been loving right now is, it's called Okay, We Back by Andy Mineum. I think that's how you say his last name. Andy Mineo. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that. But that one really relates to me in my sport because it, like, it's my comeback season. I'm learning new things. Like, it's like, okay, I'm back. I'm here. Here to prove why I'm here and my purpose. And so those are kind of my two songs that I would pick. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to add this in here.
Okay.
Really quick. If you're a company and you want sponsor deals, reach out to us. We will sponsor you.
Well,
if we agree.
We want to be sponsored.
Oh, we want to be sponsored?
Right?
No, but we're going to sponsor them. Like, we're going to promote their stuff.
Oh, promote. Okay.
Yeah.
Sponsor and promote is two different things.
Unless we don't agree with your values and morals. But if we agree with it and it's, you know, aligns with our podcast, then we would love to.
Yeah, reach out. Anybody, honestly.
I think there'll be an elevated face ad in here somewhere.
All right.
Ambassador.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to He Would Love First because I was a part of their ambassador program for a really long time. Yes. I absolutely love that company. But I do think they stopped doing the ambassador program because I can't find it anymore. But yeah.
But you know, we'll do it for free. Shout out to them.
Right. Gotta love our Christian clothing brands. I'm actually wearing He Would Love First right now. I know y'all can't see that, but yeah, shout out He Would Love First. Yeah.
What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do? He would love first.
He would love first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another one. If you were to pick like a Bible verse or a passage that is your favorite or like really resonates with you right now, what would you pick? I'll start with mine.
Okay.
This has been a constant for, I'd say about... Okay, don't mind that. But this verse passage actually has been a constant in my life probably since we moved, just because it was the first time I'd moved. I lived in California, the same house, my whole entire life until we moved to Central Florida. And I didn't realize how hard, not exactly, well, yeah, hard, but like also challenging and just the difference that move is, which I'm so grateful for growing up in California, but also really grateful for the move to Florida because it helped me grow a lot, not just in my faith. I found new friendships, growing closer to my family, all that. But this is what I would pick. I love this passage. I still would say that this is my favorite Bible verses right now. It's Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. It says, "For everything, there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace." So basically the reason I love this passage so much is basically it's saying there's a time and place for everything under heaven and on earth. There's a time. So we have to remember that it's okay to go through seasons where you're struggling or a season where you feel like you're growing a lot and having so many joyous things happening in your life. Just know that everything happens for a reason. There are seasons for reasons. Even in the seasons where we feel like we're waiting for something, there's reason. There's purpose for every season that God gives us. And it just reminds me, like, if I feel like I'm in a place where I'm struggling or a place where I'm really happy and content, there's a reason for that, and it's a season. So that is what I would choose.
So mine is Isaiah 47:8. Says, "The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord endures forever.
Amen. I love that one.
Yeah, I just really, really like that one because it's just saying that, like, everything one day is going to be gone. But the only thing that's going to be standing is God.
Amen.
And then the other one I like is charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Shout out to Proverbs 31.
Trying to be like a Proverbs 31 woman?
She is the model. Right. But yeah, that one's also good. Sometimes we get, you know, we're young. There's social media. There's always going to be comparison because of the time and age that we live in. But basically, like, you're not going to look the same.
Right. Nobody's life is the same, guys. Yeah. Everybody is living this earth for a purpose. We actually talked about this in our character class, or our character class the other day. And I was reflecting on how, like, you know, even though it might seem that your plan and purpose that God has for your life or that you have for your life feels similar to somebody else, it's not the same. Nobody lives life the same ever. Nobody can have the same exact things happen to them, same timeline, everything. Everyone is created for a specific purpose. And if we compare ourselves to others and try to live like they do, then what's the purpose in that? Because that person has their own purpose, right? We have a different plan and purpose for our life that God has given us. So why should we try to be living someone else's life when we have our own? It's okay to look up to people and have role models to see what kind of standards you want to set or how you want to act in life, but you don't need to covet being just like them and living the same exact life. I mean, it says in the Ten Commandments, do not covet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need what others have. Like, it's okay to step back and take a look at your life and realize, so my life has a purpose, even if I can't see it. I'll let God lead me the way that he wants me to go, not the way that others around me are going or the way I feel like others want me to go.
Yeah, and also, like, if you haven't, like, read the Bible before, coveting is basically, like, saying that you want someone else's stuff that you don't have, or someone else's life, or, like, why do they have a boyfriend and I don't? Or, like, why do they get this and I don't? Yeah, so it's, like, basically, because that's, like, you know, Old Testament is old. So, and also, like, when it says a person or a woman who fears the Lord, it's not saying that, like, yes, to not be like, oh, like, God is scary.
Right. But we, like, should, as he created us, he's our creator, so we should have a fear and acknowledgement and, like,
reverence.
Reverence, like, of him or to him. Like,
yeah.
We should at least have a little bit of that. Like, you don't need to be afraid of him. Don't be afraid to come to him. Don't be afraid to talk to him. But it's not like, it is like talking to a friend, but it's not to the point where he is your maker and creator, so he is not on the same level as everyone on earth is.
Because he's a father and a friend.
Right.
Right.
Amen to that.
Reverence.
Yes.
So that's basically, like, we're not supposed to be scared of the Lord.
No.
But there's also, like, a point where, like, you do acknowledge that God is powerful and he can do certain, like, he can do whatever he wants to.
Right.
So there is that certain, like, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it's called, like, yet, but I know exactly
certain,
what you're,
like,
talking about.
Fear, but not, like, scary fear.
Right. It's
but
a good
just, like,
fear.
Acknowledging his power.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's Bible verse. We're going to close the episode.
And if any of you guys have questions for us, please, like, send us a DM or comment on one of our videos and just, like, we can read off questions during our podcast and answer them to the best of our abilities if they're deep or if you just want to know stuff about us. Please let us know. We'd love to hear it.
We're always needing more content. So if you guys, like what she said, if you guys want to say something nice.
Right.
Whatever. Oh, also, I think there's going to be a review section. So we would love it if you would write a review in whatever star you feel is right for this podcast. We will accept that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And then we are going to start having guests on this podcast.
Yes.
It won't just be the two of us.
Yes.
We
have a long list of guests.
Yes. We are excited to have other people come on and share their testimonies and stories about their life and just get to chat and discover more about the people around
different
us.
Different perspectives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if you want to be a guest, just DM us and we will add you to the list. It might be a long time because We have a lot of people.
And we're college students, guys. Like, we don't have that much
time. We don't have time, that much time to, like, work out schedules and stuff, so.
Yeah, but we're excited for everything that is to come with this podcast, and we're so grateful for everyone who's supporting us and listening to this. We're excited that you get to be on this journey with us.
Share with your friends.
We love you.
Follow our Instagram. Hope on
Go spread
the
some
Hill
hope.
Podcast.
Spread some hope and encouragement to the people around you today. All right. We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Hope on the Hill podcast.
Follow us on Instagram and Hope on the Hill podcast wherever you listen.
Until next time, remember, no matter where you are, hope is alive.
And God is with you.